From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
God,
good morning to you on this wonderful Monday, friends. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. And it's Monday, so you know what that means. Yes, the marvelous Terry is in the studio.
Oh, my goodness. Marvelous.
We can make sure your mic is
Manic Monday.
There
can you hear
go.
Me?
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh,
there we
Monday
are.
After Super Bowl. Ooh.
Yeah, not such a super halftime, but I didn't have a dog in this fight, so I enjoyed the company.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had wonderful food. I ate too much.
Fantastic friends
yep,
and fellowship.
Very nice. That was a good time.
Just a wonderful time to be mm-hmm. with folks, and it was funny. I put a post on my Facebook that here in Oregon, we're going to meet quietly and in a dark room with the windows
right.
darkened, you know, because enjoy friends in your other states where you can meet openly or maybe even go to a pub and watch publicly,
right.
you know, a Super Bowl. Those things that we have taken for granted all these years,
I know,
right? Just thought
it's ridiculous.
They're always there and options, right? What to do. And,
I saw that they did shut down a... I can't remember the
yes,
name of it.
In
Vegas.
Did they in Vegas?
They had too many people.
Oh.
So they sent in the Gestapo.
Oh, boy.
And they were like, all right, Jew, break it up.
All right.
Ran them out for the day. Whatever.
Oh, boo-hoo. There's always that one person
my
that
gosh.
Reports, right? Yeah. Yep. So on Mondays, we just kind of cover and go back and forth some topics that we decide we want to talk about.
Well, you know, things that are going on in our lives, mm-hmm. maybe others can benefit from, or they're mm-hmm. like, hey, well, yeah, I've always wondered about that.
Well,
so it's kind of fun to do
and
it that
in
way.
The headlines today, of course.
Oh, official business.
They're talking about the Super Bowl, right? And they're talking about a lot of the commercials. And I do have to say on this note, the commercial, there was a powerful commercial about a family who adopted a child from another country. I didn't get all of the details. I probably should have read up on it. But she was disabled. She had to be amputee at the knee.
Yeah, she had some disease or something.
And it was an incredible commercial.
Became a swimmer.
An Olympic swimmer.
Yes.
And it was her watching her parents take that phone call.
Oh my gosh.
And just as a foster adopted mom and
yeah.
all of those emotions.
Fortunately,
you know,
I was over at the food table and someone had diced up some onions to sprinkle on chili.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So those darn things got to me.
I don't think there was a dry emotion in the whole room. Dry eye and all the emotions stirred. And kind of put it all together
right.
there. It was an incredible day all the way around for us. And then there was a football game.
Oh, yeah. Which, again, it was entertaining.
You know, the neat thing I realized as a mom who had her first child at 20, right? I was thinking 43 to be a superstar quarterback and all of the seventh win and all of these things against a quarterback that he could easily be his father.
Yeah.
I don't know how old, we should look that up, Mahomes is, but easily, look at that comparison.
Yeah,
and what a great day for us older folks.
He has 7 rings. But he has 8 fingers, so he needs one more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they don't put him on thumbs,
well,
really.
I can't imagine a big ring on your thumb. That'd be goofy. But
one more. He made a comment. It was so neat because he had his children on stage with him at the end, and he said, we'll be back. You know,
they were young. So, I mean, at 43, I mean, of course, he dedicated mm-hmm. his whole life to the sport, so I'm sure that takes up a ton of time. But
Pretty interesting times, certainly. And looking at interesting times, on the Statesman Journal, I like to kind of highlight sometimes what's going on above the fold in the Statesman Journal, because you know that's the big story
above the fold.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even think about stuff like that.
You don't know? That's old school. You know, here's a fun story. I hope my mom and dad are listening. I have always been a big newspaper fan.
Okay.
I just like the sound of it. Well, I like even the ink on the fingers and the smell of it. I have ever since I've been a little girl. And I used to get in trouble because I would get into Dad's paper before he got home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big thing. And I'd be looking and
reading. And you'd get it all jacked up.
Yes, and he liked it a certain way, you know.
Well, Karen and I, we helped a lady with her newspaper route.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little bitty car, and she was a pretty good-sized gal, and the car was full of all these papers. And when they come straight from the printing press, mm-hmm. they have a stink.
There's a smell.
It's an ink smell. So we were getting up, I'm 2:33 in the morning, your mm-hmm. stomach's kind of weak anyway, and then you get in this closed-in hot car with all these smells. Mm. So I don't enjoy a fresh paper.
Not so much. Oh, no. I certainly do. And again, above the fold, two stories. One is vaccinating teachers has been a mess. That's interesting.
Okay.
COVID vaccines for educators comes down to location and luck. And so, again, one more program in Oregon facilitated by Governor Brown. Mm-hmm. Not
she's in charge of all
out.
Of it. She's over it.
Unemployment, DMV, all this stuff.
I'm starting to see a trend here.
There is a pattern, certainly. And then on the other side of this is transformation. Taproot Lounge and Cafe converts indoor dining area into a market for local businesses and artists. I thought, how clever in pivoting. They are allowing local folks to come in, and they've moved it from a dining bar type atmosphere.
Because retail stores can be open. You can come in and shop.
Right? So mm-hmm. I'm thinking some of our other friends who have diners and pubs that can't be open except for Video Lottery.
Oh, yeah, now, that's true. The Rona can't get you when you're sitting in front of those. Yeah.
So that's kind of on the headlines of the journal. And then yesterday I've got a couple text messages last evening about something that I want to make our listeners aware of, and it's something going on in the legislature. Now, you remember the discussion last spring in through the summer, and school being, it was closed through the summer, but there was this discussion about our schools and our resource officers. And that in this movement to go after and defund the police, they were attacking resource officers in the school with the idea that having that police presence in the school makes it a target of they're targeting minorities in the school. That's kind of the gist of it, right? Which is actually not the case.
Well, it usually isn't.
And if anything, what the whole idea of community policing is, and you mm-hmm. and I have talked about this at length, having that community presence, that officer who is a part of the community, who's kind of like the Mayberry, right?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I still think that officers should wear a tie, and they should be almost like an airline pilot, where, young kids look up to them. Hey, gee, mister, that sort of thing. If we could start out our community like that and children looking up to them, and as they grow to adults, their experience, I think, would be different, treated properly.
That's exactly right. And that's the idea of the resource officer in the school. In the Senate Interim Committee on Education, at the Senate level, is proposing. So this is at the state level, not at your local school level. They are proposing a bill to eliminate resource teachers in all of the schools in Oregon. And this is troubling on several fronts. This should be a local decision, not a state level decision. And data shows that there's been zero school-based arrests or law enforcement referrals. Kids getting into trouble outside the school, perhaps. I'm not sure what this bill is trying to solve. Hmm. And so we want to make our listeners aware that this is on the horizon. It's the Senate Interim Committee on Education.
What can they do?
Well, what I want to do, and I haven't had time yet from getting this latest alert, is try to locate where exactly how we can email our Senate committee. But certainly what we can do right now, friends, mm-hmm. find out who your senator is. If this is being introduced through the Senate committee, it'll come through the Senate chambers to be voted on. Make sure you contact your senator, your state, Oregon state senator, where you live. Find out who that person is and email them and say no. What are they saying no to? This is a bill introduced in Oregon legislature to ban school resource officers. Senate Bill 238 was quietly and anonymously introduced.
238.
Senate Bill 238. It was introduced
anonymously. They're not proud
Senate
of it.
Senate Interim Committee on Education to ban school resource officers statewide. However, the bill goes farther than just banning them. A school district board may not approve a contract or other agreement that provides for members of a law enforcement agency to be assigned to the schools of the school district. authorize its superintendent or superintendent's designee to enter into a contract or agreement that provides for members of law enforcement agency to be assigned to schools of the school district or establish a law enforcement agency or employ law enforcement personnel. If passed, law enforcement will be effectively banned from our schools in any capacity, making students more vulnerable to school shootings and other violence. Wow.
Well, here's the thing. I don't recall reading any or any examples where the school shooting was stopped by law enforcement. Do you?
Well, not stopped, but certainly averted more damage from Colorado and people that I know because the law enforcement got there in the time that they
got
did.
Got there. Not if, because
if
they were there.
This is blocking them from being there.
Being hired. It's not. Well, they can show up. If they call them, they can show up. It has nothing. That's
passed,
ridiculous.
Law enforcement will be effectively banned from our schools in any capacity.
Okay.
Period. Law enforcement free zones, perhaps?
No.
So,
I don't see that.
So this is what it's saying, and I put a link on our Facebook page. You
I
go
think
to KSLM Radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it says it's gone too far. It's not just they're saying.
Well, that's just silly.
Mm-hmm. This has been a hot button issue in our community here in the Salem-Keizer School District. A student-led task force recently researched the topic, and they concluded they should keep the SROs, the school resource officers, with reforms. 2020 saw a competitive county commission race where the issue of SROs played a significant part. In the end, Republican Danielle Bethel soundly defeated Democrat Ashley Carson Cunningham, who is an outspoken opponent of SROs. Carson Cunningham went so far to say SROs are the embodiment of systemic racism. Which
can you imagine any law at any time being written for any reason to say that if you dial 911, they can't come there?
Well,
okay, whether it's a grocery store, a church, a school building.
Well, can you imagine any executive order or emergency clause that would cause our businesses to shut down and all of that? I mean, I do think this is something that we definitely need to be alerted to. And we have someone on the line. Maybe someone's going to call and talk to us a little bit.
Maybe someone informed.
Ooh, we got a few calls on the line. And we have a new line, by the way, which we'll have to let folks know. But let's go with the first one on the air here. Good morning. Who do we have on the phone with us today?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
What do you know about this school thing that we're talking about?
Well, I had kids that were in the public school, and my first son who was there was picked out by a gang, and he beat up by the gang every single day and was almost inculcated into the gang when, for another reason, we pulled him out. And it took us a year to get rid of the gang that had picked him out. After we started homeschooling him. Later on, they started having officers in the school. And the amount of violence went way down. And I had other kids that were in the school without any problems. And it's really good to have the police on site.
Yes, I agree, Rebecca, and I appreciate your story. We're going to go to a break. Thank you for calling in
today. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, talking about school resource officers in our schools right now. There's a Senate bill that's been introduced. What say you? We have a new phone number. We'll let you know what that is when we come back, that you can call in and join the conversation. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Glad to have you along today. We have a call-in number. It's just a temporary number today as we are updating our phone lines and working on things. I'm so excited about all kind of the back administrative things that are happening here at the radio station to make our outreach more effective, more efficient, and certainly more relevant in this day and age that we're living in. And that phone number is 971-720-1319. We are talking about Senate bill that has been introduced into the Senate Committee, Education Interim Committee. It's kind of quietly introduced that at the state level, cancel out any ability for the local school boards to contract with the police department for school resource officers or any kind of protection. I'm thinking about like football games. A lot of times there's a presence at football games, basketball games, things like that. It doesn't make any sense. And we're going to the phone lines today and getting your insight this morning. Good morning. Who do we have on the phone? Who is this today?
Well, guess who?
Hey! Oh,
Art!
Thou art Art! Yay!
We were talking about you
that's right, buddy.
Last week. Like, where's Art been?
Yes?
Well, I'm hanging out. I'm, you know, listening to stuff going on. So, anyways, let's talk about this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, you need to get on to the Oregon Legislature website.
Okay.
Look up the Senate bill. See who is introducing it and sponsoring it. Mm-hmm. But also then it's going to be heard in the Senate Education Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's going to come up for a hearing because of all the crap going on in the state. They want to eliminate police influence and stuff like that. So that's very, very important. And of course, on the website, you can also find out who sits on the education committee, who the chair is, the vice chair, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the first thing you want to do is get a hold of the chairperson and discourage them from even giving it a dang hearing because it's stupid,
mm-hmm.
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And so this is the process that, you know, when a bill is introduced, if you want it to pass or fail, you got to get involved on the state level.
But good info.
Stacy, if you get on the website,
mm-hmm.
look up the Senate bill,
yep.
then you can see who sponsored it. You can find out also who is on the Education Committee on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Republicans are probably going to be against this bill.
Sure.
And, of course, the Democrats are going to be for it because, you know, they hate the police. They hate the police involvement in anything. And that's why this bill obviously has been introduced.
Now,
but
here's something that's interesting, Art, in Oregon compared to where I've been before. It takes some digging and some work to find out who are on these committees. It's not as transparent, imagine that, as other states. And so even in just my initial look, I'm going to have to dig a little more to name who the leads are on this. But again, I think you're wise in directing us to the Senate Bill 238. I've got it up right here, which talks about the bill. But it's very interesting in Oregon, especially under Governor Brown, who promised to be the
most transparent
governor, how they're hiding. And when everything is so hidden and done so quietly and kind of in a sneaky way.
That in itself tells you about the bill.
Mm-hmm. And
And when you're used to all this garbage that goes on in Oregon, you know, you go through bills and stuff like that. But if you get on the Senate side on the website,
mm-hmm.
Stacy, and it'll list all the committees. And you scroll down to the Education Committee,
mm-hmm.
it'll tell you who's the chair, who's the vice chair, and who actually sits on the committee. But the first thing you want to try to do is to stop it from getting a hearing.
Yes.
Now, of course, you know, but you at least got to let the chair know, all of us need to let him know, that we think this is dang inappropriate. It shouldn't even get a dang hearing. That resource officers are very valuable in getting involved with kids, troubled kids, and trying to help them through the problems that they have. And if you eliminate the police from the schools, you're obviously, you know, not getting kids know about the police and stuff.
Let me ask you this, Art, because Terry and I, when I was talking about this background, I mean, what this is saying initially is, the school resource officers, but I've had people say, hey, alert me to it, say it's going too far. It's going to try, through the language, it's going to ban police from schools, period, and there's
and
a threat.
And that makes some absolutely no sense to me. It's like saying police are banned from grocery stores. Okay, well, then there's going to be robberies and theft. And so you can't ban the police from going anywhere, especially a public property. I think that's probably in some kind of guideline or some kind of regulation that cities deal with.
Well, and this crap that the police being involved is racist and all this stuff, I mean, they don't look at the color of the kid's skin when they're having problems or any of that stuff. But you know the Democrats, mm-hmm. they got to push this agenda that there's racism and white privilege and all this garbage. And, you know, it's obviously detrimental to our society. So.
It really is.
It's just more the same, isn't it?
Yes.
I can't get too excited about something that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, and that's why we need to do our part.
You're right.
Like you said, Art, make sure it doesn't even get out of committee. Mm-hmm. It's bad, bad law. We need to stop it now and get engaged. And we'll be putting more information certainly on our Facebook page and then on the show plan today on the website. Thank you, Art, for calling
in.
Good to hear from you today.
Hey, it's great to hear from you both. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have
a fantastic day. Yep, we'll do it. You
do
the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about Senate Bill 238 that's been introduced in
time for a break again.
Yes, and it's break
it's
time
so
already.
Fast.
It goes really fast. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. When we come back, we're going to hit some national issues when we come back from this break. Stay tuned.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to
good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh, it's a good day. It's a Monday.
It's a good cold morning.
It's
cold,
a chilly morning. Terry's here in the studio with me. And Terry, tell me a little bit about the weather. What can we expect this week?
Well, you're not going to like it. Let's just leave it alone.
I know, that white fluffy stuff later
on. Let's hope not. You know, today's high 45. That's the normal stuff. That's like the next 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get exciting around Friday the 12th.
Mm.
Looking for a high of 33, possibly some snow. Don't have anything as far as depth. Snow is very hard to forecast.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a fast mover, you just get that dusting or just a little bit. But if there's, say, high pressure somewhere that stalls it out, that's when you can get the inches.
Mm.
And so it's just difficult to forecast.
Mm-hmm. And here in the valley, we tend to see more like a frozen ice layer on the roads, not so much the white fluffy stuff, you know. Higher elevation, certainly, as they move towards the mountains or even towards the coast and the mountains of the coast. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's 8:36 in the morning, and we've been having some great interaction about Senate Bill 238 here. And the interesting thing is I just pulled up Oregon State Legislature, and I figured out who is on the Senate committee.
Good.
Senator Michael Dembro is the chair, Vice Chair Senator Chuck Thompson. Member is Senator Sarah Gelser, Senator Chris Gorsuch, and Senator Art Robinson. And so those are the folks that make up the Senate Education Committee. And so I'm going to put a link to this so that because you can click on their names and send them an email.
Super easy.
And we should say this is, I believe, the talking points should be this is a local issue
mm-hmm.
that should be established in each community,
yep.
each school board. That's why there's school boards
that's
to
right.
make those decisions. And then
the
local
school boards
people can make,
are built to people mm-hmm. and have kids at the school.
Very
and,
critical
yep.
component to each of the community that this is not a state issue.
Every place is not cookie cutter.
That's exactly right. And so I think that's the main talking point in that they should not move this out of committee. It should
mm-hmm.
just, you know, go to the, I don't know, we had something in South Dakota, it's like the 41st legislative day. I mean, there wasn't ever 41 days. So
right.
it just gets put off into.
You know, you and I, we never had resource officers in our schools. I didn't, did you?
Well, not back in 87, but when my kids were going through high school, we did.
Well,
and
yeah, I'm talking about me and you,
yeah,
my
no,
grandkids, you know.
No.
But, yeah.
There wasn't some of the issues that they're having as far as safety.
Well, we had gangs back then. We had fights in school back then. We had, a lot of the
same. We always had them at the games. We had extra security at games and things like that.
The ambulance was there. Maybe the sheriff might have been. Heck, they wanted to watch the game anyway.
Exactly. I mean, there was always a community presence, but not a resource officer. Willie wasn't aware of it until I started working and doing some kids stuff, interaction, like teaching and stuff.
I like the idea because I don't like that I feel uncomfortable when a officer is behind me in my car.
Mm.
Or, you know, if I'm... I think we just tend to get nervous, and we shouldn't.
Right.
We should be very happy they're there and know that they're a public servant and they're there to protect us.
And oftentimes, and I know I've heard many testimonies from elected leaders and people working within the schools, that liaison person in the school may be the one that student feels comfortable saying, I'm getting a beat up at home, or there's some trouble at home, safety issues that way personally. And it actually helps them feel safe. It's interesting, and I think it's an interesting discussion. We have some phone calls right now, and I'd like to bring on the air. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
You're on the air with me today. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Santiago calling from Salem.
Oh, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for all the information. Go ahead and share how important.
A couple things that I was listening to Jeff the last few minutes show, and then I started listening to you and the other person. Is it Terry?
It's Terry. Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Here's the thing that I noticed, guys, and this is what I thought. First, you guys were talking on top of each other. Stacey Ann was trying to make a point, and then Terry kept interrupting her and still doing that. And honestly, I mean, with all due respect, I was trying to listen to what Stacey Ann was talking about. And if you go back to the first segment of the show today, Terry, you keep talking on top of her, and that was not good. And in regard to Bill 230, the Senate 238, I'm not going to comment on that. But one thing that I do want to say, Stacey Ann, is that, I believe, your show and then also Jeff's show need to have somebody who challenged you guys. I mean, I'm a Democrat. I don't deny it. But you guys keep talking about the election that was stolen. The election was not stolen, folks. Joe Biden won the election by, 6 million votes? And then, where's the proof of Mike Lindell? I mean, we talked about the video that he made. I mean, there's no evidence, guys. And, that's all pretty much I wanted to say. And with all due respect, guys, I don't mean to, be a critic, but, you do a good job every day. I listen to you most of the time. I don't agree with you, but I still enjoy listening to you, Stacey Ann. And also, Jeff, I just feel like you guys need somebody who challenges you sometimes because, it seems like on KXLM, it's just like everybody is a Republican, and I don't hear, the other side make their point. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, let me tell you, my new friend, will you send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, because I think you've made some valid points.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's how we grow and learn together by kind of raising up above the topics and the emotional and looking at it from all angles to get the best results.
We don't get it, and I'm terrible about overrunning her. If I don't do it, then I'll never get to talk.
Yes.
So you're right. I need to work on that, but good heavens, I live with her, so.
It was just on the first segment, but you guys right now are doing great, okay?
Oh, I love it.
It was just the first segment.
You send me an email, okay, and let's stay in touch.
Okay, we'll do that. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great show, by the way.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.
Too.
Have a great day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You're next to talk to. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hey,
how are
Rich.
You?
Hi. My comments on the resource officer.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that people don't realize is that a lot of possible crimes, or whatever you want to call them these days, is deterred because the perception that someone is there that could deter it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you get nervous because you have an officer behind you in a patrol car.
Yes.
The idea that someone is there, and they may not be able to stop it, but they could either slow it down or identify who did it.
That's a really good point.
So the thing about it is, it's like many other things. Remember in the old days, they used to park a patrol car on the side of a street and everybody would slow down?
Mm-hmm.
That's called visible enforcement. It's perception. So if the perception is that there's someone there that could do something, some of the things that would go on will not go on.
Is it kind of the same effect that my mama used to say, you know, God's watching you in a sense?
you know what?
In a way it is.
Yeah.
See, the other thing, too, is a lot of the gang violence knows they can get away with it because there's nobody there. So they start the bullying and whatever else you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they learned a long time ago, back in the late 70s, that when you have an increase in violence, by having that perception there, does a lot to deter the problems until they escalated in L.A., and L.A. started doing metal detectors and everything else in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and that cut down a lot of it.
My perception when I went to school was my teacher, okay? If all they had to do was make a phone call home,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, but that theory has changed. See, I'm one of the newer guys. I graduated in 1968.
Mm.
So the perception that you just do a phone call home was great then. I mean, that put the fear of God in you.
Darn right.
Nowadays, that doesn't work.
No.
And because of the change in environment, whatever you want to call it. So that's another thing. You go down, say, to others' countries, and they'll have armed guards there because they learned a long time ago. And, I mean, not just a guard, multiple guards.
Yes.
Because of the violence, and that's deterred a lot of it. So what you're looking at is the perception. When someone knows that there's no one available to do anything, then all of a sudden they go nuts. Look at the school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an open area that says guns not allowed, all of a sudden they're a target. Just like the guy in Colorado, the guy with the PhD that shot up the movie theater. He said in his court case that he looked for one that said no guns allowed.
Crazy.
So
that's just
if
crazy.
You open it up, you got a problem. But if you don't tell them anything, then they don't know what's going on. One of the things that curtails crime is the idea that people may have a concealed license or that an officer may be there.
Mm-hmm.
So just the perception has a lot to do with it.
That's great insight, Rich. Thank you for
sharing
with me today and sharing with us and our listeners. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
We have another call coming in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Good morning. Who are we talking with this morning?
Hi, Stacey. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I just wanted to talk about the liaison officer in school.
Mm-hmm.
2 points. The first one is, I think I'm correct on this, that a police officer or a liaison officer can go very quickly when there's a problem in a home, for instance, a child that is being abused.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, it takes a little red tape and whatnot, but a police officer can go right in.
Yes.
And pull the strings and get the children's services or whatever within a day or so. So that's one thing, one good thing that they can do. The other thing is, when I was growing up, and I'm sure when you were growing up too, the kids learned that a police officer, one with a uniform on, you know, you could trust them.
Mm.
And in this day and age, when we have children being abducted and so forth and so on, they need to be able to have somebody that they can spot or go to and get help.
I agree, and I thank you. A great reminder for us today, and important that we get a hold of our senators as soon as possible and let them know how we feel on this. Thank you, Pat. I hope you have a blessed day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to continue the conversation after this. If you want to join the conversation, we have a special phone line today, 971-720-1319. We're talking about school resource officers in the schools, and are they valuable? Is it a good thing to spend money on?
Well, again, and it's the whole cookie cutter. I think absolutely that the school board.
Mm-hmm, the local school board.
That they need to adjust. It's just like whenever you're talking about cities and shutting down and all that, every place is different.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just put a blanket over everybody.
Yes, and it's important. I believe the local government, the government closest to us,
mm-hmm.
is so very important. And there's several school board positions coming up this spring, too. We're going to talk about that later on this week. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Happy dance.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
I'm stuck Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give Dave and Paige Smith a call, 503-939-7099. We're continuing the conversation this morning, talking about the Senate bill and the value of having a resource officer in our schools and how this really is, it's not a state decision, it's a local school board decision, and there needs to be buy-in in our communities. And it's interesting because there was a study done by students and the value of having school resource centers, and the students said we need them in our schools. And so there's some great evidence mounting for having resource center officers in each of the schools.
Well, it should definitely be left to the local decision.
I agree, and we're going to open up the phone lines and continue the conversation. Good morning. Who's on the air with me now?
Here I am again.
Oh. Hey! We get a twofer.
Okay. Stacy, just so you know, funding right now for resource officers usually is half the state and half of the city or county or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why this bill is there. It's kind of been a joint relationship.
Makes sense.
And what they're wanting to do is getting rid of the state funding, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, I just wanted to clarify that.
That's good because, to know.
It read weird. And, how did that read?
Well, and also, guys, if you think about it, okay, and Terry, you probably had a truant officer back when you were a kid, which is the same thing as a resource officer. They've just renamed it because now there's a heck of a lot more problems out there than just truancy. You got the drugs, you got the gangs, you got the pedophilia and the prostitution of young people and all those kind of things. And so there's a lot more at stake than what there used to be. And so when we call up our senators, we need to tell them that, hey, you know, our kids need to be protected
mm-hmm.
by all this stuff. And that's why the state needs to invest money in having a resource officer to be able to help kids to keep out of situations that our young people are being thrown in constantly, the drugs, the prostitution, the et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to jump back in there and kind of clarify a couple of those things, because it is really important when we're talking to these senators that we say, hey, eliminating this is going to hurt our kids, especially the vulnerable ones who, you know, do not have parents who are educating them on the kind of things that they should be educating them on.
Makes a
good
point.
Here's the thing, Art, with when you talk about the budget part. My past in my work in legislative working in South Dakota, usually if it's a fiscal thing, then it would come through budget committee. The fact that this is coming through education and talking about can't have contracts, it's suspect to me, you know, in the way that they're going about this. And they're playing right into the emotional, you know, debate that's been going on for the last several months. And I do think it's important that we talk about that. And if they defund it at the state level, certainly I believe the value in the communities, they will find the resources mm-hmm. needed. But let the communities decide, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a possibility there, too. Most definitely. But if you know as well as I do, Stacy, that a lot of our counties and cities rely on state money to be able to run their programs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this resource officer thing should be, in my opinion, a joint venture mm-hmm. because our state should be protecting our kids, not going through this fallacy that our resource officers are a detriment to the kids when in truth, you know, it's protecting our kids from the increased things that are out there, like the drugs, the gangs, et cetera, et cetera. And it's getting worse, not better.
Exactly. And I remember, thank you, Art, by the way, for calling back in and getting us some more clarification. I hope you have a great day. I remember, Terry, when...
Bye-bye.
I remember when I went to Israel with a whole group of folks back in 2010, and I couldn't believe the armed security guards that were around the children on their field trips. I could not believe. But again, Israel has had a lot of attack on the children, and a lot of they find their children as their valuable resource. And I think it's well worth our investment to make sure that there's some presence in the schools of the community resource officers. And I would love to start collecting, I think, tell your stories, friends. If you have been impacted, maybe you have children now, and maybe your life was impacted by a resource officer, you had a relationship, or your kids have a relationship. You know, these stories are undeniable when we bring them to our senators' attention. We need to get a hold of them today. They meet this afternoon at 3:15. PM, send emails to the Senate committee on this bill, 238, and we need to let everybody know on this committee that it be a local choice. Let's keep this program intact and the ability to make contracts to the school boards, to make contracts with the superintendents, to make contracts with the local police officers, to have school resource officers or have protection on their campuses. I think it's vitally, vitally important. So, Terry, as we are wrapping up this hour, I think we should make some plans for breakfast. What do you think?
Oh, I'm starving to death.
Yep, we'd like to go Route 99 is our Monday breakfast place. And so, last week it was fun because there were people, groups.
Oh, yeah.
Having coffee.
Yep, had the coffee club in there, mm-hmm. about six or eight gentlemen, cowboy hats and whatnot.
And again, it's closed on the inside, but they have a nice patio on the outside.
Several heaters burning.
Yes,
very
they
nice.
Pivot over there. Annette
do
is up there. And so we're going to have breakfast. What do you think? Share chicken fried steak?
You know that's right. Oh, my gosh. There's no way I could eat a whole one by myself.
So
it covers two plates when they cut it in half.
So let's forecast the next couple weeks. We got Valentine's Day coming around the corner, and the forecast, I mean, do you think Governor Brown will loosen back a little bit some of her regulations so people can enjoy Valentine's Day and some things coming up?
I don't think she sees any of that. I think if there's something she can do to make money for the state, then yes,
mm-hmm.
like the video poker. If she's mm-hmm. asking herself, well, what could I do to get more money for the state? Maybe I should open something up, or maybe I should change the... That it's just not driven by common sense or even empathy.
On that note, many of the mayors, and this is a point of interest to be watching in the headlines today and maybe tomorrow, is mayors are meeting with the governor via phone, I believe, today at 11 p.m., where they're asking questions, and it's supposed to be all on COVID, but hopefully in there, these mayors will ask questions about opening up and getting these communities opened up and businesses, reinforcing our businesses that are on thin ice right now because they've been closed for so long. So these are all areas of interest. If you have something information that you want to alert me to, send me an email, Stacey, Stacey at KSLM.news. We like to hear your feedback, even if it's some helpful hints on how we can do it better. We're open to that, right, Terry?
We are open to that, yes.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll put links to the Senate bill on our Facebook page and the show plan on the podcast. Spread the news, friends. We have action to take today. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Have a wonderful day. Cause there ain't no doubt.